Coming up on Roundabout, a radical new concept truck borrows design cues from a Soviet-era jetliner, of all things. A college professor nerds his way out of a traffic citation, find out how he did it, and two of our esteemed panelists face off in another duel to the death in our Versus segment. And it's all coming your way next. Roundabout, backed by popular demand. And Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase, and by everyone's favorite online retailer, Amazon.com.
From Uncle Amanpour's Fourth Hand Motors in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Christian Conover.
From Beirut on the Lake, I'm Colin Bird from Cars.com.
Capping off another exhausting week, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders.
Well, this is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout episode 126, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and what else? Oh yes, some of the auto news you may have missed.
And Ben's getting a little excited though.
Oh, I always get excited when I hear the Roundabout music. I talk so fast. And this isn't even the morning show because AM2 hasn't shown up in the chat room, has he?
Not at this juncture, no, but perhaps he's out celebrating because as we record, this is 420, a very auspicious date.
Oh my.
For those that like to indulge in things that are illicit.
Do you indulge, Craig?
No.
I don't believe you.
No.
No. No. Does wine count?
No.
So yes, very important date for stoners around the world, and of course it is Hitler's birthday for National
Socialists. Those
socialist.
Two just go hand in hand, don't they?
Yes, they do. You'd have to get high to vote for Hitler.
Isn't anyway. There something else on this day, too? No? What?
No, I don't know. It's a Friday in this instance.
Oh, there is something Wikipedia. I saw today. Yeah,
well, yeah. Well, we are joined, as you may already know, if you've listened to the intro, if you fast-forwarded through that, which I hope you didn't, but we are joined live right now on the line by Uncle Amanpour himself, Christian Conover.
Hola, or Guten Tag, or whatever.
He's
I'm going around the world with my greetings.
Dos Vidonius. And
even better. What would an Amanpour say? I'm not sure.
Well, he'd be Armenian, so I don't know what they would say. But
I think he'd say this is CNN or something like that.
Yes, yes. Special report.
Or buy my Fourth Hand Motors.
Yes. We are also joined from the great white city by Colin Cha-Cha Bird.
Didn't you see my new name? It's Beirut on the Lake now.
What's that mean? I don't get it.
Apparently that was a thing they said in the 80s about Chicago and its terrible crime and the first time Beirut was destroyed. Oh. I looked up another 420, so it's also Jacques Cartier begins his voyage to discover Canada. That happened today, too.
Exciting. It's the only time Canada's made the news.
Well, that's mean.
It's
man,
also true. So we got Jacques Cartier, we've got Hitler, and marijuana. Great day.
We're off to a good start today.
Yes, we are. That bodes well.
Let's see what the good old Wikipedia says about it today.
Well, let's go to the news and see what that says about this week.
Today? Mm-hmm.
What is going on in the world of cars? And we stop off starting in to begin right here to kick things off, tee them up, knock them out of the park. We're starting off with you, Colin Bird, in Chicago, central time zone of all places. Curious they decided to put it there.
Well, you know, half of Indiana was, you know, at one point in central time zone, and then they gave Indiana to you guys for some reason. I don't understand.
Nobody wanted it?
Yes.
Well, you guys apparently did.
That too. There are a red state.
We'll take handouts. We're Detroit.
Keep on.
They got it. They're intensifying their red union with Ohio. The great bellwether of presidential elections.
That's
no Republican has ever won the White House without taking Ohio, as I understand.
All right, I guess we're starting with this video, huh? So, so on CarScoop they have this video. I guess I need to read what I wrote.
That's another video for the audio show.
Our favorite.
So, if this fan is a rockin', should you go a gawkin'?
What? Where's the foghorn sound effect?
That teaser just leaves me waiting for more.
Too late to answer that one, because apparently someone has already done the deed by videotape a rockin' and rollin' commercial truck. If you watch the video, which was posted on CarScoop, it first looks like the truck is probably carrying some sort of crazed experimented upon great ape or something. But the van is severely rocking back and forth. The video looks like it was taken in Europe someplace, apparently Russia, judging from the license plate and a comment.
It's probably a roller disco then.
I mean, it has to be Russia, really, or it's Southern Europe, sans Greece. Maybe it's Greece now, too. Okay. It's a lot of people, yeah. Anyway, the video goes on for a minute, and apparently, even though it's not explained on CarScoop, this car has severely broken engine mounts, and so when the car is at idle, it rocks not only side to side but up and down.
It seems like a lot of movement for an engine.
It's a lot of movement.
Yeah.
I like these comments were pretty good too. It's the hopefully I can say these things online. Just tell me if I can't. Is the Hulk having sex in there? That was actually a repeating comment on CarScoop and on YouTube.
Wait, is it CarScoop or CarScoop?
CarScoop. Sorry. Is it?
I know.
Is it CarScoop or Cars?
It's CarScoop because it makes no sense.
How is this vehicle able to still drive with the engine mounts this badly damaged?
Christian, it's actually running on a single cylinder right now, and it's just that out of balance internally.
And how does it starts like bumping up and down and then switches side to side.
Maybe they have a Tesla earthquake machine in there.
Oh my God, it has ghetto hydraulics.
All right, I got two more that I like. This this is how the Russian opposition is abducted. That's good. And then this one I don't really approve of, but I still thought it was funny. Fat chicks in the back. that one's kind of mean.
But true. Next article, dear. We got to move from Russia. We're going to red light district now. Christian,
yeah. So for those of you with a little bit of tech geek in your veins, this story is right up your alley. For those of you who aren't, then I guess just take a nap. A tinker and driver put together a GPS with some small programmable controllers and an LED, loaded a database of red lights, and boom, he got himself a DIY red light camera notifier. It basically, I guess, whenever the database says that he's near a red light camera, the LED lights up. It looks pretty complicated to assemble, but it's a pretty nifty way to stay aware of those darn cameras. A simpler way to do this? Use the red light camera notifier built into almost all GPS units.
Or just drive the speed limit and be careful.
Is it in Google Navigate?
I don't think so, but you can also get an app that like just tells you that stuff anyway. I'll just like overlay it. So,
oh my God, this is an Android geek hour. Let's move on.
I have something to say about this though, because I don't know if you guys, I don't know how apt you guys are on Chicago politics, but Rahm Emanuel recently, they've been fighting about this law, and they want to, you know, we have a lot of red light cameras, and now they're going to add speeding cameras near schools and parks. So if you go over 5 miles per hour, you get a ticket.
It's been
a huge argument about how much money the ticket should be, because of course everyone speeds past small children, by the school.
Yeah, the future, but only the strong survive.
Are needed.
Exactly. And I happen to live like a block away from a school, and I never even realized this until this camera issue came up. So
you only know where the schools are.
A block from a school.
No, I never looked.
You only know when you're close to a school when you're not allowed to live near it. Right?
You're speaking from personal experience there, Craig.
No. So, Christian, is this is a kind of an in-home hack. It's that stuff you spray on your license plate, right? So it doesn't reflect.
That's not what it is.
Oh.
So just again, to go from the top here. No, it's the guy basically took like a little GPS, like a TomTom, and stuck a bunch of wires in it, and like so basically whenever the GPS says, oh, you're near a red light, then it'll light up the LED. So I guess he can like stick it to his dashboard and it'll light up in his face so he doesn't have to look like it'll just really get his attention that he's near one.
Well, that's very clever of him. And we thank
him. Seems like a lot of work for red light cameras, but it is an interesting little hack.
Yep. Well, moving along, tractor trailers are thirsty beasts, swilling hundreds of gallons of liquid dinosaur as they drag their heavy loads down the highway. The aerodynamics of Mount Kilimanjaro don't help in the fuel economy department either. In an effort to improve the efficiency of these behemoths, people at the Technische Universität München, the Technical University of Munich, have created a radical new design study called the InnoTruck, presumably for innovative truck. According to an article on gizmag.com, this electric vehicle serves as a testbed for a variety of technologies, including drive-by-wire, as well as car-to-car and car-to-infrastructure communications. But that's not why we picked up this story. Au contraire, mon frère. This thing has a crazy design. Its front end looks like it came right off a Tupolev Tu-144, which was
that's I gotta see.
Yes, this was actually the Soviet Union's ripoff of the Concorde supersonic airliner. It also appears to steer through some sort of articulated carriage at the front
what
end.
What the F?
Exactly.
Wait, is it really? Is it a Konkorski or whatever they call that?
Yeah, it's what it kind
it
of reminds me of.
Concorde. It looks like they took a Mach 5 and put it on the front of a jet.
Yeah.
Like the speed racer car?
Right. It's crazy. But the InnoTruck will actually be debuting at the Mobilitech International Trade Show in Hannover, Germany, later this month, if you care to check it out in person and you are on the continent of Europe. And there you go, Mirko, your assignment. Go get us the lowdown on this. We expect a full report.
So this is supposed to be a cargo transport
yes.
vehicle thing.
It just looks ridiculous.
But also, isn't it, I don't know how it works in Europe, but I mean, you know, we have weight stations and stuff. Isn't this thing unusually large or heavier or weird?
I'm sorry, all unusually weird vehicles must pull off to exit 17.
If you are this weird, you must exit 17.
Doesn't seem to be a lot of cargo in this thing anyway, though.
But it has parquet on the floor or whatever. What is it called? Not parquet.
Butter the dancing, substitute. The Brazilian dancing thing.
I'll tell you what, too. If you look at the cockpit of where, like, an operator would be sitting, it looks like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Well, how's the ingress on this thing? Because if you look at the shot behind the seat that I'm showing on the webcast, right, it's like, what do you have to do? Like, crawl on your knees to get up there to the
up
front?
Up under that screen?
Ben, exactly. There is a motorized seat that takes you up the spiral staircase behind
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like in Gremlins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I could get behind that.
I know you could. I know you could. So, what is next, Colin?
Huh? Oh.
Cha-cha.
What?
So, think physics should be relegated to applied sciences only?
Yes.
Think
yes.
again. Oh. All right, well, never mind.
You're out.
Move on. It can also keep you out of the slammer, or at least get you out of a $400 traffic citation, which, mind you, that's very steep. I never heard of a $400 one. If you're any as convincing as physicist Dmitry Karakov.
Kara, not going to work here anymore.
Kryokov.
Craig, help me.
Kryokov
from the University of California. Kryokov received the moving violation for failure to stop at a stop sign, but retorted and appealed the ticket, stating that the officer was misled by three physical phenomena, including that the officer was approximating the angular velocity of Kryokov instead of his linear velocity. Whatever that means, I'm just a journalist, folks.
Whatever it means, it's made the bird angry. He's squawking.
It's upsetting. If I was that judge, too, I would be like, whatever, just get out of here. Don't
pay peck him to death.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd throw up food in his mouth.
Wow.
Another reason Karakov is certain that he braked was that he had a really bad cold that day, and he sneezed really, really hard near the stop, causing him to apply his brakes at the same time. ... Okay. Despite how dubious that sounds, the physicist's four-page paper was enough to convince a judge that the officer must have been seeing things, in quotation marks. Sorry, I have to say what I wrote.
Yeah. Double space, just go, just space.
Next
go.
Time, write for radio.
just goes to show you that physics is not only critical for the creation of the atom bomb, optics, and the combustion engine, but also with making dumb people feel uncertain about what they've certainly seen.
That's the zinger right there. So, Colin, have you ever used this particular tactic to defend yourself against aggressive law enforcement?
I, you know, actually, not this per se, but actually, you know, in an insurance, so I got in a small fender bender, and, you know, it was like the first time I ever been in a fender bender, and
you hit that disabled woman.
And I was clearly, it was a four-way stop, and the guy came over the viaduct, and he just didn't stop, and he slammed into my car, and, like, we waited, you know, and he seemed to be all up, you know, honest about it, and right when he got there, you know, when the cop got there, I didn't realize that people were like this. He was like, he did everything. I was like, wow. So anyway, I apparently he didn't write anything to the insurance company, and I did, and we're in a state where it's not completely 100% at fault. It's percentages. So I did, like, you know, I drew a bunch of diagrams and arrows and showed, like, where the damage was on my car and how it was impossible for him to, you know, for me to have scooted through and had this damage.
Oh, my gosh, it's such a nerd alert.
He even made a 3D computer rendering.
Him at fault. Him Whoa. And my insurance company and his Allstate insurance company both agreed. So
that
awesome.
He was drunk at the time again?
No, you write something intelligently, or at least write something. People listen to words. Surprising.
Or if what? You prove that he was more drunk than you were at the time, right?
You could or use that. this linear angle velocity thing that they were talking yeah. about.
Does anyone understand that? Craig, no. You seem to know stuff.
I know. Useless
That's funny
garbage.
On so many levels.
Do you guys know who surrendered the Battle of Stalingrad?
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Oh. Well, angular momentum, like we learned in astronomy class, was...
I think he was kidding.
Anyway. Next
no,
story, Christian.
I read pictures, not words.
Michelle is on the line.
I read pictures. Okay.
Okay.
So it was a rhetorical question, sorry. Christian, what's
yes,
going
really
on
was it,
with
okay.
American Idol here or something?
Anyway, as much as most sane people can't stand reality talent shows, one Australian teenager has made his nation's version a little more bearable. His claim to fame? Being able to replicate car sounds to an uncanny level of accuracy. His vehicles run the gamut, and it's worth a listen, so let's take a listen.
It's another video.
Can we listen to this
on the audio podcast?
Well, you don't need
Yay.
To see it. This is a good one.
Hey, listen for goal, buddy.
So we're hearing our
Webber, you have to pit on this lap. I repeat, you have to pit on this lap. Watch your entry speed.
He's doing all of this with his mouth part, mind you.
It's amazing.
Oh my god.
He's like that guy from in the 80s in those Police Academy movies. Who's that
true.
Guy's name?
So I can't see the video, Ben, so you're going to have to tell us what the other cars are.
Oh.
As we go. There's more cars.
All right, we're going to still play this. Okay. Okay. There's, yeah, no problem.
Keep going.
This is the blue car with the...
I don't know what they are either. They're Australian.
Is it a Lancia?
It's like a Commodore. This is Australia, right?
He actually does shifting with his hand for further effect.
So, can we speculate on
his lack of a social life?
No, or what kind of? Never
mind. That's
so
amazing.
I've seen it.
V8 Tirana.
Oh, my.
Okay, V8 type eight type cylinder here, Ben.
Drag racer.
He's doing the elephant impersonating.
Wait, what country was that?
More.
The land of criminals.
Oh, it's Australia, okay. So it was a hold in or whatever.
That was very good. I'm laughing, I'm clapping, I'm getting into it.
So they're going to go through the whole thing, and then he's going to do a Shelby at the end.
I agree, it's great.
No, we're done.
Okay.
Here, I'll find the Shelby. Here we go.
Anyway, while he's doing that, it actually does kind of work as an audio-only thing, because I think if you're actually not seeing him do it, it sounds even more realistic.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
I'm not really that impressed.
What? How are you not impressed?
I don't think that's that hard. If
oh,
if
really? Why don't you try it?
If he made like a rocket noise or something, you know.
Let's hear your F1 car.
Hold on. Cha-Cha's going to do a little impersonation. Okay, we want to hear a V8, Colin.
Did you go out into the garage?
Was he playing that off an MP3 player? Yeah.
That's a cheat.
Did you find that Shelby, Ben?
I'm trying to.
Mud Monster, that is
the It's right when the woman
V8.
Is saying her stuff.
Let's see. He doesn't do it after he goes off the stage, does he?
No. It's she says something and then it's like she's impressed, and the only way she could be more impressed is if he were able to do a Shelby.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hang on.
Next story.
So, yeah, Colin.
He's the biggest yes. You are so talented.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That's 3 yeses. See you next time.
See you next time, and we'll vote you all. Because the dog that can juggle.
Yeah. Who wants to watch that guy again?
Well, there you go. I guess that was
basically the noise I just made.
Boy, that was worth the effort. Thanks, Christian.
I just did that.
Anytime there, Craig. Yeah, I mean, you know, we just heard the imitation from Colin that was spot on.
He's been practicing.
Just to prove that this is not hard at all.
All right, well, let's wrap up the news portion. We got a lot to get to in the second half of the show. So finishing things off, what happens when you drive a car over a wooden bridge? Well, if you're lucky and the structure is in good repair, nothing. But what if you attempt the same feat with a loaded semi-truck and the span you're crossing is rotten? Well, you can predict the result. The latter of these two scenarios is exactly what happened to one trucker down in Brazil. The driver in question had to cross a crumbling wooden bridge with his massive Volvo, and he almost made it across, but close isn't nearly enough. The trailer portion of the rig broke through the punky planks and damn near flipped over. Fortunately, the whole thing didn't take a plunge. Doesn't look like anyone got hurt in this video, which we found on carscoop.com. There you go.
Carscoop?
Carscoop.
Carscoop.
See, look at that bridge. Some rotten planks covering the holes that have fallen through, and then they decide to take a tractor trailer across it. I wouldn't take a golf cart across there, much less a semi-truck.
Is it the second video, Craig? Or the first one?
I played the first one. Oh, the second one, pardon me.
Oh.
Is this in Australia, too?
Brazil.
Brazil?
Brazil. See,
Brazil.
There it is. That's what happens right there. It's listing like Bismarck.
Jesus.
Even with all that rainforest endangered timber, they couldn't make it.
Did it break the trailer? Is it broken or is it just listing?
It's bad, Colin.
Colin, you don't want to see this.
It hurts.
You're gonna be okay. So there you go. The moral of the story, don't drive a huge big thing across a rotten bridge, right? It's too funny to pass up.
Well, also, wouldn't the boards go scooting out underneath his wheels, right? When he I don't know, like when would it hit all 16 wheels, you know? I don't know. Why do you think that would work?
I don't know. I think if he had more momentum, maybe he would have made it across or crashed more spectacularly, which would have been better for our purposes, but...
But he could have been hurt, Craig.
Well, that's not really why we're here, Colin. Let's be honest. And you are suddenly one to care about people's welfare.
I remember actually learning in journalism school that in Brazil, they're very still into the if it bleeds, it leads.
So are they?
They're probably not into that story.
That's why they got all the coverage of the Chupacabra then, right?
I think that's Mexico, but sure.
Or Puerto Rico, I think. But anyway, that'll do it for the news half of the show. But coming up next, We got a lot of great stuff coming your way. We're going to do a roundabout rear view, two-part roundabout rear view. We're also going to play a game of Versus, so stick around for all of that. But right now, got to thank our friends at Advance Auto Parts for making...
I've heard of them.
...for making this show possible. They got a lot of great stuff, a lot of great savings, Ben. Just go to our website, roundaboutshow.com. Again, you follow the Advance link in the right-hand sidebar of the page. And if you spend $30 with them, you can save $10. If you hit $50, take $20 off that bill. If you spend $100, $30 comes right off your bill with Advance. You just That's enter the promo code when you check out that's listed on our website after you follow the link in the sidebar. Boom, comes right out of the bill. I've taken advantage of this many times, getting different parts for my car, and you should too. And we can't forget, if you spend $75 or more with Advance, guess what? Free shipping. They'll deliver it right to your door, Rich. I know it's hard to believe. They'll live right to your door free of charge. Because Advance, they're cool people there. Of course, you can also have it shipped to the store of your choice. I know, Colin, you got a number of screwdrivers from the location that's half a block away.
I did.
You can also arrange to pick up in store if that's easier for you, closer.
Whichever way. I will think about it.
And that should be free shipping on anything, even if your order is less than $75, if you choose to pick it up in-store. So we thank Advance Auto for their support of Roundabout Show. And again, go to our website, roundaboutshow.com. You follow the Advance ad on the right-hand side of the page, and then you enter the promo code when you check out, and you will save big bucks. Take it from me. I've done this many times. So thanks again. Anyway, it is time to move on, and we have to take... a look in the rear view, Ben.
I'm getting sentimental already.
Well, don't be.
When I go a-motoring in my old jalopy, I think of all our picnics, those Joes show us sloppy.
They sure are.
But more than anything, I can't forget you. Here's another edition of Roundabout Rear View.
You know what this sound drop is great, Ben, but you know what it needs?
What?
More jazz hands.
Oh. I didn't make it.
For the audio podcast.
You can still inflect it.
Yeah, how do you inflect
jazz hands?
How does that
Let's
look?
Let's get a demo of that.
There we go. Did you all hear those jazz hands? Those
are pretty good.
Sure.
Yep.
So anyway, we've got two stories here. We'll get through these quick. The first one, coming from an Australian paper, The Age, A variety of vintage aircraft, of all things, British Spitfire fighters used during the Second World War. A treasure trove of them have been discovered in Burma, buried in their original factory crates. Apparently, at the end of the war, they had these extra aircraft laying around that they didn't need, so they pushed them, I guess, into a cave or something, shut it off, buried it, and they're all set.
It's like Back to the Future he did with the DeLorean, Craig! Did he send a message from Western Union as well?
No, because time travel is still technically impossible, Ben.
Oh. I'm bored now. Move on.
So anyway, there are a treasure trove of these vintage fighter aircraft, which are worth millions of dollars at this point. Obviously, they haven't made them in 70 years, so a find like this is going to be truly tremendous. The guy that's discovered them has been working with the Burmese government, trying to get in there. He spent £130,000 sterling of his own money. He's visited the country 12 times because of the military junta that controls
You just like
the
saying that word, don't you?
Junta. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Probably
the military
not.
Junta.
What is a junta?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is it the party?
It's something.
Doesn't sound like a party.
I meant politically, but okay. Political powers, you know.
Not like a birthday party.
No, maybe.
Maybe.
Ain't no party like a junta party, because a junta party...
gets you killed.
So, something like a dozen Spitfires have been buried in their packing crates, never even flown in combat.
Wait a minute,
so
they came in packing crates?
They were... crated up.
Like,
yeah.
Order up a Spitfire on Amazon and have it drop.
If you're a member of Amazon Prime.
Yeah. 2-day shipping on your Spitfire.
But there could be.
From the past.
from when a time when Amazon didn't exist, nor did the internet. Or
2 days plus 70 years. For time travel
advantage.
Yeah, time travel.
So there could be up to 20 of the aircraft buried. But if you're a car enthusiast, you're asking, Craig, how is this automotive related? It seems pretty tenuous. And I would agree. I picked this story because it's pretty cool, but here is the tie-in. And are you sitting down?
No.
Colin?
Explain.
The Spitfire was initially powered by a V-12 engine, the Rolls-Royce Merlin.
There it is.
Boom. Later
Isn't
models.
Airplane engine? Oh, wait, what is it?
That's an airplane engine.
Yes, it was. 12-cylinder, 27 liters of
display. So we're still talking about airplanes, to be clear.
So nothing's changed.
Except
you just said
a
brand name that also happens to make cars. Yeah.
Well, later models like the ones that were buried were powered by the Rolls-Royce Griffin engine. Stick that in your crack pipe.
Knowledge is power, guys.
Still airplanes.
Yeah. Do you have something car-related you'd rather talk about, Colin? I thought this was hella cool.
Oh, no, I don't mind me.
Just wanted to clarify that your connection was not as connective as you thought it was.
Just Sorry. An inquisition, you know.
Trying something different here, but some people
Beirut
question
Beirut wants
sense.
To know.
What happened?
I said Beirut by the lake wants to know.
Beirut.
Not by the lake, on the lake.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got another...
I think we're getting the mute Christian's mic single.
Got his mic! Dim the lights on him.
Who invited this idiot?
So anyway, we've got another... We got a two-part double-headed roundabout rear view here. Christian, maybe Whoa. You'd like to tell us more about this little ditty. This is right up your alley, so to speak.
Is it on the ground?
Yes, aircraft are technically on the ground as well, so that's not a good argument.
It's not their primary area of operations.
So Ooh. What's going on here? This
Apparently,
is historical.
Somebody has taken a good old BMW 2002, everyone's favorite little classic 70s European coupe, and turned it into a rat rod. So they've dropped it down, put big old wheels and tires on it, and taken off what looks like most of the front half of the car to make room for huge straight pipes coming off of the engine and a big intake and a whole bunch of exciting things. So is there any audio here, Craig, of this monster? There we go. Our own resident mouth noises.
He bird. Uses his mouth parts to make noises. So did this, now did Colin, or Christian, did the 2002 come with a Chevrolet V8 under the hood? From
Not
the
to my knowledge.
Okay.
I think that was maybe the special limited edition that they never released ever.
Oh.
Or designed,
wow.
or built.
What a great car.
Who's that?
What?
That's Who's
Humphrey
on the line
Gilbert.
With us?
Wow, what a great car.
So what made the 2002 so special in the hearts of BMW enthusiasts, Christian, or
Well,
Colin?
This was kind of the car that brought BMW back into the mainstream. The 2002 was the one that kind of got people, at least here in the U.S., familiar with BMW as a modern car brand, and it was just kind of, especially for its day, it was a fast, you know, well-handling vehicle. You know, it did, I think it did 0 to 60 in like 8-something seconds,
Whoa.
Which back in 1970-whatever was pretty quick for a little four-cylinder.
A little scrambler.
It's so badass.
So it's actually 2002. I've been calling it 20-02.
Well, it's not a firearm.
That's embarrassing.
So.
Yeah. So very good. Very interesting roundabout review. This thing's totally tricked out like a rat rod. Who would think to make a rat rod out of a, you know, something from the 70s, for instance? But it looks like they did a pretty bang up job.
Imagine
that.
Yeah, it's cool though. That's a very cool thing. I'm not usually into some of these bastardizations, but this one looks pretty cool.
Yeah. So moving along, Ben, it's time for our next segment, the one our audience has certainly been waiting for, because we need their participation.
It's Uh-oh. True.
This is Versus.
Wow.
What's Versus?
Versus.
This is premium segment. So as you know, in this game, two panelists debate the merits and the demerits of one particular vehicle over three rounds. The other two
I did not know that. So
but
thank you.
Gonna, like,
we're
going to have
Yeah, what are we doing?
I legitimately did not. This is another one of those things that Colin and I are going to have to compete on something and not know what it is.
We've played Ooh. Versus for
yeah, yeah, we've played Versus.
For
I
years
don't think
I've
played
now.
Versus.
By
have
which I mean
versus?
6 months. Of course you have. At
Voices.
Some point or another. You must have.
It's the one
Probably,
where you make
maybe.
Up the the fake campaigns, and then
this isn't another one where we basically have to rewrite the world economy in the name of cars, is it?
No,
Christian, it's going down.
Here, let me explain.
You're gonna lose.
Oh, first really? Off, we need to pick.
Remember this from last time? Remember?
Yeah, the part where you cheated. Yeah.
What was it called? Junkies and Dealers.
The guy from Maryland is accusing the Chicagoan of cheating at something.
Well, it's not that far fetched.
No, it's not. So first of all, okay.
Beirut.
So how this works, Christian or Colin, one of you will be a pro, one of you will be a con. You will have to argue either the merits or the demerits of a certain vehicle over three rounds, no matter how good or how bad said vehicle is. Okay? So Christian, if you're a pro and you get the Chevy Aveo, you've got to talk up. You've got to sell that vehicle to the chat room.
Oh.
And they will vote who did the best job, who's had the best arguments. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. Why didn't you just lead with that? That's so much simpler.
Well, we need to determine who is going to be the pro and who is going to be the con, and for that, I throw to the colonel.
Yeah, well, I put a few names in the hat. I'm going to pull them out here, out of the view of the cameras. You can't see I really don't have a hat. I mean, Colin's going to be pro, a guest of honor. And Christian...
I guess by default, then.
It's going to be calm.
Thank you for figuring that one out.
He needs more draw.
Draw.
More southern draw. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's an L at the end of that, I think.
Draw. So just so everybody's clear, I'm going to go over these rules again. So, Colin, as the pro, you must do your best to convincingly talk up the positive aspects of the vehicles in each of our three rounds, no matter how awful you think the vehicle actually is. On the other hand, Christian, as con, you must make the case for why each of these vehicles ought to be taken off to the crusher. Each of you will have 1 minute per car to state your cases. Following that, there will be a 15-second rebuttal round. After that, though, the chat room will serve as our judging panel for today, and they will determine the winner of each of our three rounds. So, chatters, make sure you're logged in, and make sure you can access the link once Ben pastes that in there after each of the three rounds. So, any questions before we get rolling here?
I'm good.
Okay. What?
What?
It's about to go down. That's all you need to know.
Wow, right. Listen to the enthusiasm in his voice.
Colin's ready to go.
We're going to get super excited.
Today's choices are actually Earth Day themed. Ben, you went out of your way. Oh. Or maybe the Colonel did. I don't know.
I'm just green at heart.
Okay, well, you do have a rose garden, I know.
Honeysuckle.
Okay. So what is our first vehicle choice that Colin, as pro, must talk up? And Christian as con must tear down.
Our first vehicle.
The vehicle for round one.
More draw.
The vehicle for round one.
More leisure stroke.
Is the Mazda CX-5.
All right.
Equipped with that SkyActiv without
Active.
The E.
It's SkyActiv. SkyActiv. Anyway.
Cool.
All right. So...
Colleen,
this time...
When do I start destroying Christian now? I've already done it.
More smack talk. Wow.
Listen to this guy smack talk with his monitor.
Birds don't even have hands. They can't smack.
He's going to peck me to death, I guess.
All right. So, pro, you've got to defend the CX-5. Colin, are you ready? Ben, you got the timer prepared.
I'm ready. Colin, at the sound of my bell...
Wait, how much time do we have?
1 minute.
And then you'll get a rebuttal round of 15 seconds.
This sounds familiar.
I think we've done this before.
Yeah, we have. I kind of tried to explain that. But anyway, at the sound of my bell, Colin, it's your turn.
It is one of the most fuel-efficient compact crossovers available. It is one of the most affordable compact crossovers available. It looks cool. It's got the SkyActiv thing. Oh, and then the Lorax, you know? Lorax?
Yeah.
How much time do I still got?
30 seconds, so you might want to
try, Colin.
Equipped it with all-wheel drive. It is, honestly, one of the most affordable ones. I just ran the numbers, actually, not right now, but at work, and it is one of the most affordable. So that's all I need to say.
Wow. A confident man.
All right. Well, that was pretty lackluster.
That means it's time for our con. Christian is the con, and at the sound of my bell, Christian, you know what to do.
Wait, what do I do? You know, this car started out in a bad position, and Colin already explained to me one word: crossover. Everything about this car just says compromise. It's not quite big enough to be an SUV. It's not small enough to be a sedan. It's too big for the engine that it has. So even though it has, you know, better gas mileage from the four cylinder, it's trying to be an SUV with an underpowered engine, you know, and crossovers in general are just, I think, are a bad choice. And I don't see how this car can really improve upon a segment that's already not very good to begin with. So I put all the bells and whistles you want in this thing. You're still building off of a bad idea. How much time do I have?
30 seconds.
I'll take that as you're done.
I'm done.
And, you know, you guys had so much to say. Luckily, you have a rebuttal round.
Yep, since they give them time to look up more facts, I guess, so they cannot present them properly. Next.
Oh, crap. I forgot about the Lorax thing.
All right, Colin.
This is a rebuttal round.
Colin, you get a rebuttal. You've got 15 seconds at the sound of my bell. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I believe crossovers are, if not number one, or they're number two most popular segment in the United States. People love crossovers. They're our version of the station wagon. People love tall wagons. And the fact that you can get a very fuel-efficient model.
Quiet, you.
Oh.
You're done here. Christian? At the sound of my bell.
The Lorax? Really? That's the way that they're going to sell this thing? They're going to take the Danny DeVito hairy creature and try to sell this car? I mean, that just smacks of desperation, which must mean that there's something wrong with it. That's what I got.
So spurious. Spurious connection.
I'm surprised neither of you attacked each other's character. Hint.
We're not there yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I'll get.
The truth is, I don't have a whole lot of issue with this car, so it's very difficult to.
It doesn't matter that you have to argue persuasively, and that's what the chat room is basing it on.
I failed on that.
You're I didn't realize that. I have a lot of issues with Christian. All right. Okay.
Oh, we're going after character now?
No, we're going to.
Get dirty. Craig, before we throw this out to the chat room,
yes.
What are your thoughts? Give us the lowdown. What's your takeaway from round one?
As a part of the panel here, I am not allowed to vote. However, if I were allowed to vote, I would not, because both people sucked. That's my analysis.
That. Oh, dear.
That's probably true. That's all right.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Craig.
So then what?
That was my in-depth analysis of round one.
Well, thanks.
Can we vote too?
Well, hey, there's no one here tracking your movements, so I have pasted the link into the chat room. The chat room is furiously voting on round two, or round one.
How many times can I vote?
You are from Chicago, that's right.
That's what I'm asking.
Right now, in lead, we've got Christian. It's a tie.
All tied up.
It's a tie between Christian, won me con over, and Cha-Cha, it was the bird.
Christian won me Conover.
5-4.
Oh,
6-4.
Christian Conover is carrying the day full term.
Full term. We've got 64 for
no.
Christian.
Large mentally disabled writes in a vote for Snoopy. I'm assuming he means Droopy Dog.
This is not allowed. It's a cushy.
I think maybe he meant that he was taking a nap during both of our arguments because they were.
Well, if this is Zimbabwe, then I still win, so we can just move on.
But it's not, so you don't.
Christian has carried the day with 11 votes, all precincts reporting.
That's right, Bird. In your face.
In your face.
For once, I'm winning.
No,
I'm so disappointed.
Wow, this is horrible.
So much emotion. I'm very passionate about this. My name is John Kerry, and I can't get excited about anything.
Or Al Gore.
All right, are we ready for round two?
Yes, we'd better. Quick.
And this time we start with the con over.
Genghis Khan.
And round two is none other than the GMC Yukon Hybrid. That iconic hybrid.
Named after the potato, the Yukon Gold.
Mm-hmm. This one's white, though. The one we've pictured here on cars.com.
Thank you for all of that. Helps me so much in my argument.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're studying up. So, Christian, we start with you, and you know what to do at the sound of my bell. You have 1 minute. Talk away.
Okay, seriously, a Yukon hybrid? I mean, how much are you really going to gain from that? And apparently, the numbers are still down in the teens in terms of your gas mileage, so you're really just measuring degrees of mediocrity. So I don't really see what the benefit is here. Plus, the amount of money you're going to pay for this thing, especially with the added cost of the hybrid, I don't know exactly how much more it is, but if other hybrids are any indicator, it's going to be quite a bit more. And even with high gas prices, it's still probably going to be cheaper just to own the regular version. I don't see the point of making hybrids out of these huge SUVs that cost a lot of money and don't get good gas mileage even with the assistance of the hybrid drive system. Just buy the regular one.
Good enough. Colin, I believe it is your turn. Are you ready?
Sure. So what kind of name is Christian?
Oh, we're doing this. All right.
Kind of name is Christian. I don't think this guy was born in this country. I think right now he's not even in our country. I don't know where he's webcamming from. I bet you he doesn't use our money when he goes to the local AMPM. It's probably some sort of loony or a euro or
something
kroner,
that can't be trusted.
Whatever. It's not.
I want to see his birth certificate.
Yeah, I want to see his birth certificate. Passport. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he knows what a GMC Yukon hybrid is either, and which is just a stand-up American car. You know, any true patriot would drive a hybrid behemoth like this because you can fit your whole family in it. You can fit, you know, your friend's family in it and your cattle. And when the apocalypse happens, you all can go to Utah or wherever the
Utah. That's there. Where you picked. Okay.
I'm sorry, was this vehicle a Nash Rambler? Because he was going on and on and on.
Damn. So much fuel for my rebuttal. Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Rebuttal round. Christian, do you like big rebuttals?
He cannot lie.
Go.
Well, spoken like a true Chicago politician, he just goes after everything but the real issue here and throws it in there with a bunch of platitudes and cliches and garbage that nobody understands and forgets what the real issue is. So thank you for showing us the true colors of what driving a hybrid means.
Are you going to allow that last bit?
We need to redact that from the record.
Jury, ignore the last bit of testimony after the buzzer.
The Rod Blagojevich record everything on tape and present it is not in place here?
No.
Chicago?
He's got to take a dump in the chat, says, nice Christian with two A's. Is he implying you're an alcoholic?
It's already begun.
Okay.
That's either Herman the German or Bob Hall.
Bob?
Inspecting it's Bob.
Mm. I just want to say for the record, Jonathan Brown got it right here.
Yes.
Longest minute of our lives.
Well, make your arguments better. It's as simple as that.
Colin?
Okay. Christian. Two A's. Kind of person is that? You can't, you know, we live in a time of austerity. That's all I'm saying. One A. That's all we need. True patriot, Colin Bird.
Vote for me.
Do you approve this message?
Did you didn't do the hand Swift gestures boat. Like a true politician either.
Paid for by Swift Boat I'm Veteran calling. For Bird. That's a good title idea, too.
Super PAC being, you know, like Birds for a Better Tomorrow's Nest or something.
All right, Craig, give us the lowdown.
Well,
Scott, did you see Scott in Cleveland took out all the A's in my name? But he put two N's. What is that?
Christian.
Just a blank space.
That's probably what it should be, an ampersand, an underscore. I'd like to buy a vowel, ampersand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait a minute. Now I see it. It's the American Airlines symbol. Took a second to load.
That's kind of funny there. Anyway, so my analysis of round two, well, Christian hit home with degrees of mediocrity. You know, he commented on the fact that The large hybrid SUVs are very expensive, and the GMC Yukon certainly is. Even the non-hybrid is very pricey. And he pointed out that it's likely the fuel economy benefits of the hybrid system will not, in fact, pay off in a reasonable amount of time, even with gasoline prices as high as they are today. And I'm gesticulating at the table for emphasis.
That is a lot of emphasis, Craig.
I know. I chipped the nail.
Is there a dent in the table from all that emphasis?
I know. However, Colin Bird went for the credibility attack, which Christian seems to be on shaky ground, so you may want to take what he says with a grain of salt or a bag of water softener salt, depending. Christian, was he even born in this country? His name doesn't even look like it's spelled right.
Yeah. We don't even know, Craig, is he Muslim or is he?
I will point out that the chat room has proven that by the fact that my name contains the initials for American Airlines, I must be American.
I don't know. That's pretty
convenient. That's sound reasoning.
That is pretty convenient for you, Christian. Anyway, that's my analysis. We got to throw it to the chat room because it is up to them. It is your civic responsibility to vote.
It's a dead heat here.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got round two. It is a dead heat.
First, oh, my God.
We've got Wella Bird. Bird is the word. He's got six votes. He's got six votes. It just crossed over.
Mud Monster is asking, is there none of the above spot on the ballot?
And then we've got reporting in from Botswana. It's Christian Amanpour.
Oh, my God.
With five votes. So that's 55% for Christian Colin Bird.
I destroy you.
45%.
It's actually tied. And Ben.
No, it's 55% to 45%.
It's the tie. Christian won the first round. Colin won the second.
Oh, my God. That means round three is going to decide it all.
People love me.
Oh, my God. Stark drama.
So, earlier this afternoon, Ben asked me, Craig, name third world countries. So I started spewing out Western Sahara, Niger, Chad, Sudan, whatever, Botswana. And he's like, that's it. I'm like, what are you doing? Nothing. Right. Had I known you were going to use it for that, I would have never participated. So there you go.
You only want bad countries for good, right?
Yes. Anyway, round three.
Yeah.
Third
back
and final round.
Back to the bird. And what is our vehicle, Colonel?
Bird. Bird is pro. And also the word. The third and final round is everybody's favorite. Remember, this is Earth Day themed. The Fisker Karma.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It's Earth Day. It's Earth themed because it doesn't move.
Colin Bird, we know you love the Fisker Karma.
Yes.
So, at the sound of my bell...
Start your character attack.
Go!
This car, guys, is so effing cool looking. It looks like, you know, like a Darth Vader designed it. It's probably from the future, for all we know. And if you've ever heard the exhaust note, which it doesn't really have one, but it does. It's synthetic and it's cool sounding. Now, back to Christian, if that is his real name. I don't know. He's a Martian. I don't know. He's done seditious acts against the United States that I can prove, but it's going to take longer than a minute. So I'm going to do it after in the rebuttal. But I just know that he doesn't like our country. And he wants us to go back to analog technology. And he doesn't eat horseradish or beets or onion cloves.
In fairness, he does have a horseradish allergy, but okay.
He's allergic to the flavor because he doesn't like it.
What else
we'll allow it.
Freedom?
Are you going to ring the bell yet or what?
I cut him off.
Okay.
So,
not a bad idea.
Sounds like he's still cackling over there.
I think he is. We'll go ahead and let him cackle.
Okay, good. Okay.
Christian?
I'm here.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. We'll just pause for a moment and... There.
Okay, I'm going to start on the high road here and just avoid his character for the beginning of this and actually talk about the issue here, which is the car. And, you know, maybe this car does look good, but, you know, if looks... were power, this thing would fly, but unfortunately with its 5,300 pound curb weight, it's not going anywhere fast. You know, so it'll be a great art piece to sit in your living room because that's about as far as it's probably going to reach before it runs out of power on its 32-mile electric range. You know what other car gets 32 miles of electric range? The Chevy Volt. And it costs a fraction of what this thing does. And to go down Colin Bird's America route. It's built in the U.S., or at least designed in the U.S. You know, so this thing just seems like it's got all sorts of, you know, good intentions that turned out to be just be nothing more than really expensive art. I can't for the life of me understand why somebody would pay this much money for a car with performance figures as low as they are.
Mm. Okay.
So Colin was taking the Christian was taking the high road.
Yeah.
He wasn't assaulting Mr. Bird's character.
That's fair enough. That never went.
Therefore, Craig is bored. I can tell.
Oh, I've been bored, Ben.
You know how much money I put into this campaign
to buy your votes. So we got to go to some rebuttal rounds at this juncture.
Third and final set of rebuttals. And Colin, we turn it over to you.
So I'm pretty sure that Christian just insulted American design cars, which is utterly outrageous and proves my point about his Americanness. Now, as an aside, it's called the Fisker Karma. So, you know, you buy it, you get good karma from it. You're going to get the ladies or the men or whatever, and you're going to get the money.
That was sounding good.
But it will not.
But
really.
There we go.
You got to pay to play, and he didn't have enough money to buy enough time.
That's exactly right. Christian!
Well, first of all, Mr. Bird must need hearing aids because I said the exact opposite about America. Second of all, I totally forgot about the reliability issues of this car, which Consumer Reports put as, you know, questionable at best. So just one more reason not to spend that kind of money on this car.
You did not say the opposite. Rewind it. Rewind it, Ben.
You have a sound effect for that, you know.
I know, but I don't have it pulled up. All right, Craig. First of all, I want to get your impressions of round three, as you know. And then I want to get your kind of overall outlook of how this whole thing wrap up. What'd you think?
Well, my analysis of round three can be summed up in one word, and that's horseradish.
What?
This is really becoming the watchword for this campaign, I believe. Horse.
Is he
radish.
Clucking? Colin, are you making chicken?
Yeah, I am.
I keep saying Christian. See? There it is again. He's squeezing a rooster.
Oh. Craig?
Yes. One. Oh, yes, horseradish. Colin had my vote at horseradish. He was still going with the vicious personal attack smear campaign. But I think Christian may end up pulling it out in the third round for the win, because remember, we are tied up. We're split evenly, rounds one and two, one to each, respectively. And
thanks for defining tied up.
So you're welcome, Christian. So, yeah, that's my analysis. We, of course, have to throw this to the chat room because the power is in their hands. They've got the power to vote.
What did you think overall? Well, the chat room takes a little vote here. What was your overall impression of how these Patriots did?
Pretty
By the
poorly.
Way, I'm loving the tagline you gave me. That's pretty hilarious.
What's your tagline, Christian?
It says, I've converted to Christianity with two A's. Apparently, I'm getting a lot of disciples here.
No!
We've got 8 votes for Christian.
No!
And now nine reporting in, 82% of the vote. And
no!
I'll tell you what, next time on this show, I'm going to be coming from the Temple of Christianity.
How could this happen?
How could somebody use legitimate arguments
campaign,
and facts?
Your campaign's always
won. Maybe in Chicago.
All right, I
we've now
thanks
got
for voting for me.
We've got 3 votes in for.
I'm
the
sorry.
Birdies,
so
can
I just make
kill.
Sure I'm reading this right? That it looks like I'm winning this, or
it's 75% to 25%, which, if I'm not mistaken, is more than half.
I think we're playing Zimbabwe rules. Then we say
I think
that
we're not for the second time.
And I'm Mugabe in this, so I win. I stab you
by default. You are Mugabe.
You know what? That's all right. Domino in the chat room just nullified all of this because he just said, if I could pick winners, I wouldn't be home on a Friday.
She's hilarious.
Well done, sir.
It's
thank
a
you.
Woman, by the way.
Ma'am.
Large mentally disabled says we are all winners here, and really we are. We should all get a participation trophy, except Colin, because he didn't do a very good job.
What?
My bad. But I didn't know Domino's winning.
Craig, you told me to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you shouldn't have listened to me.
You persuaded me. You've ruined my integrity.
You
lost
ruined your
another
integrity.
Loan to die tech.
I feel like McCain now.
Wait a minute. So just to be clear, Colin.
Yes.
In your face.
That was some major damage.
Was
oh,
it?
Oh, no.
He looks fine on camera.
He's slapping you all over the place.
Makes it very difficult. It makes it very difficult for me to stay excited about this when you have no emotion about it. Get excited.
Dude, I am.
What? This is your excited face? What does your sad face look like?
The same. Giggles.
Okay. He has a PhD in chuckles. Mm.
I am excited. I'm outraged, actually. I guess, is that excitement? It's a form
That's
of it.
That's a form
right?
of it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, all right. Well, we're gonna call this race.
All precincts
me,
are
right?
reporting.
For
meaning Colin won.
I don't understand.
Winner.
Let's give a round of applause for Christian.
I want to take this to the courts.
That's
there
right,
were no move. Dangling bits to check on. No chads
recount!
Hanging.
Recount. Colin fell on the spikes.
What was that? No.
Can you picture Colin dressed up as Mega Man? Falling into the lava.
I can't envision myself blowing up into pixels. But you know.
Anyway, good. I'm not sure why I'm saying this. Good job, guys. But that concludes Versus for this show, and probably the last time we'll ever do it.
Warning. Oh my God, it's the phone.
Warning. Now you done did it.
Incoming message.
Get
incoming
it,
message.
It's actually a message on the machine, so answering the phone is irrelevant because they've already called in.
Pick
so
up the machine, Craig.
Go ahead and respond to that.
Can you go ahead and get that, Craig?
Make that irritating klaxon sound go away, Ben, please. There you go.
Fine.
Just answer the phone, Greg.
All right. Incoming message.
Hey, guys. Looking forward to a great show. Excited to have Mr. Colin Bird.
Jay Brown.
Christian Conover as your guest this evening. I'm very excited. Should be a lot of fun always with Craig.
You mean is a lot of fun.
And have fun. Thanks for all you do. Bye. Oh, my question. What do you think of the new Ford Mustang Evo concept? Do you think it's got legs? And will you miss the retro design of the present Mustang? Or do you prefer the new look? Bye.
Ooh, good question about the next generation Mustang from Jonathan Brown. And
will that be a Fox body? That's what I'm
Let's check with the chat room.
Four-wheel drive.
Are they bringing it back? It'll be another, a rebadge probe.
Yeah, another Ford probe.
So 2015 of, Mustang. Go ahead, Colin. Sorry.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, like, with Ford in general, I like that they're bringing, you know, this entire global design aesthetic and that they're sort of ditching the retro look. I mean, they are admittedly taking a lot from Aston Martin. I mean, but they owned it at one time, so whatever.
Booyah.
Yeah, booyah. Booyah to that. And this will probably make it sell better in Europe and Asia, where I assume like that retro look doesn't sell so well. Maybe it does in Asia. I don't really know, but I don't think it does well in Europe.
You mean the
Mustang?
So
in other words, you hate America.
I love America.
Guys, the campaign is over.
But the Mustang isn't sold in either Asia or Europe.
Sorry, I just had to get that one last one in.
Yeah. I thought they special export them or whatever.
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe there's a – I know there's a gray market. People like Ford mentioned on the 2013 drive event that like the Belgian Mustang Club had like 12,000 or 1,200 members or something just absurd in Brussels. It's like they don't even sell the car there and there's like 1,000 people. It's crazy talk.
I got to be honest. I love this design, but I hate it for the Mustang.
That's a good point. The Evos is a very good looking car. The concept
it looks awesome, but it
doesn't
not
look
for a
Mustang.
It's not a Mustang.
Well, they're have to have some retro cues. I think they can't just completely step away from all of that, can they? I mean,
I think they can, right? I mean, the car like how Cadillac works today, it stood up with contemporary design cues until 2005. So,
yeah, but that's
because
the design before wasn't any good.
No, I mean, I'm sure at the time it was.
Seriously, look at the stuff that look at the stuff Cadillac was building in the 90s. You really think that's worth continuing?
No, I'm saying that Cadillac is always, if you try to say what is Cadillac's design aesthetic, there isn't really a precise one because it's changed throughout time, so they don't have to cling on to the past. And I think
that's true, but for the bulk of Mustang's history, the design aesthetic has pretty much remained the same.
They went all the way back to the beginning, but in the middle, through the 80s and the 90s, it looked nothing like the old one.
Well, like the 80s, I agree, it looked nothing like it.
Hideous.
But when they had it in the 90s, it was already starting to head back
towards the 95 Mustang? I mean, what year did that one come out? I don't know. That one, I don't know.
Luke.
If you look
at the bulk of the Mustang's history, it's still pretty much followed the same general design principles. This thing has absolutely no relation to it whatsoever. It's less related to a Mustang than the Fox Body was.
I don't know.
It's got a Ford oval vote on it. So it
put the votes, put the straw poll in there again.
Yeah.
Let's get this going.
Well,
everyone is already converted to Christianity. I don't know what you're...
Christianity.
Greg, what do you think?
What do I think? Well,
yes.
Let's be honest. Today's Mustang is pretty freaking awesome. It's even, you know, with the basically a cast iron log holding up the back end, the live axle, it's still it handles amazingly well, you know, and it's a great driving vehicle. 30 miles per gallon, 31 miles per gallon on the V6. Phenomenal. 305 horsepower. It's a great vehicle, what they've got right now. And
I mean, I'll admit I'm probably pretty biased because I love the styling of the. I've always been a Mustang fan, you know, and I like the current iteration of the Mustang, and in large part due to the fact that it does have the styling cues of you know, the old '60s Mustangs. You know, that really appeals to me. I like that, and this total diversion away from that just, I don't know, it just doesn't look like a Mustang. I don't know. It looks more like a. Like if Ford tried to build their own imitation of like a cross between the Hyundai Genesis and a weird cue of a Bugatti Veyron or something. I don't know, but like not in a good way.
Yeah. Well,
it looks great, but just not as a Mustang. Call it something else. Come up with a new thing.
Probe. So what I think, if they do bring the Evos design theme out for the next generation Mustang, I bet you they're going to keep a few retro cues like the three chamber taillights.
Yeah,
those are just so cool and distinctive, especially
maybe
when
if they kind of kept like the rounded headlights, it might be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they mentioned actually that it was basically going to look like that concept that we're talking about, but have rounded headlights and a more shark nosed fin or I mean hood. But I guess it kind of has a shark nosed hood already.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would probably make a big difference if it had the traditional rounded headlights.
What if they went to square sealed beams?
Guys, I have dropped a poll in the chat room.
Ooh.
Asking what kind of Mustang they would prefer, an Evos or continuation of the retro theme.
I voted.
If the Evos wins, I win.
So you're going to lose, Colin.
If you go retro, you're voting for me.
Bird's getting his wings clipped.
Yeah, he is.
Wait a minute.
Dead heat.
Uh-oh.
Crap. Come retro on, chat theme. Room. We can do this.
Retro, retro, retro.
Craig, have you voted already?
I did vote.
Okay, so have I.
Did so you vote twice?
So
come
this,
on.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Evos is edging out retro.
So this means we have to have a, what kind of party is that called in parliamentary states? We need to have some sort of agreement here, Christian. We have to share power.
Is he going to be your vice president or something?
No, not vice president.
It's actually
called vice chancellor.
Chancellor.
Yeah, my junta controls this. Put you in a little house somewhere under whatever house arrest.
Exile. House arrest.
I'll put you under house arrest for now.
Oh, good.
Until we ruin your name, your good name.
Kitty party.
All right, so what are the results? Looks like all precincts are reporting. We've got 7 votes for Evos, 5 for retro-themed. Right. Evos carries the day. Or the early evening, as it were. There you go. We shall see what Ford unveils. I'm suspecting they'll pull the wraps off Detroit Auto Show next year. So next January would be my guess. You guys agree?
I love the design.
Yeah.
I love the design. I just don't see it as a Mustang. Yeah. Your idea is not bad, though, Craig, about maybe calling it the Probe.
I mean, bring so back nobody buys name. It. The car was a disaster.
Yeah, it was a disaster, but if it came out like this, it would not be so bad.
But it was a fun disaster.
Fun disaster.
Anyway,
or just call something completely. Just come up with a completely new thing.
The pony.
Gotta ruin that nameplate, you know.
The stallion.
Gotta go with it. Yeah.
The Shetland pony. Anyway, I'll stop talking now. We gotta wrap things up, guys. Good show. Good hustle, team. Thank you for being our friends. Thank you for being here.
Funzaster, yes. That's the...
It's not as bad as a Funtastrophe, Christian.
Was it called again? Friendzaroo?
Funtastrophe?
Friendaroo. Get it right. It's our new social network.
Funtastrophe. That should be the show title.
Are you lonely? Friendaroo me.
No, thank you. Anyway, Colin Bird, cars.com. I understand you do stuff on the Punching Wheels blog.
Yes, on Kicking Tires.
Oh,
yeah, you should go. We did a first drive of the Acura ILX, and you should go read that, and we'll have a full review up later.
Okay. How did you like it? How you feeling, girl?
I didn't actually drive it personally, but our cars.com's executive editor, Joe Weisenfelder, he thought it was it seemed a little lukewarm on it. Especially compared to something like the Verano, which is a lot cheaper
and actually nice.
It just seems. I mean, since it is based off the Honda Civic, it's a big improvement over that vehicle. And so, from what I've seen, what him and me have talked about and what he wrote about.
But it still looks like a steaming pile of Bristol scale.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. Tammy would faint praise since the Civic is incredibly loud and not a good vehicle, really, this time around. So
it wasn't, but here's the funny thing about the Civic. The last generation was not that great, and everybody seemed to love it.
Oh, that car was awesome, man. What are you talking about?
That looks identical to the one that's out today?
But that one came out in 2004. Think about the cars that were out then. What was it, the updated Chevrolet, Chevy Cobalt. Cavalier,
Cobalt.
And the... Yeah, and the Dodge Neon was still out. No, it was in the Cobalt at that time, 2004.
Oh.
I don't know.
I didn't like it. Anyway, Colin Bird, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Christian Conover, what's going on in your world? Naval Observatory.
Oh, the same as usual. Still working on getting Roundtable relaunched. We're slowly but surely making progress to that. Still no official... premiere date yet.
Well, can you tell us so we can put it on our calendars?
As soon as I know it, I will tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. What?
Putting them on the spot, man.
Yeah, I need to get that sound drop.
What papers do you read, Christian?
What?
Sorry, I will say, never mind. That was a Katie Couric, Sarah Field.
Oh, yes. Political.
You ambushed him again.
Yeah.
Gotcha questions.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like, do you
gotcha
read?
So, Craig's just part of the gotcha media.
Lamestream media.
Left-leaning liberals. Killing babies. Yeah.
Roundel Table still working on relaunching and revamping it. And not a whole lot else going on aside from still not working at the Naval Observatory.
Horse cocky.
Well, thank you, Christian. We do appreciate you coming on, putting up with us.
It's fun as always, gentlemen.
He's lying through his teeth. And, of course...
good thing I have this pop filter. You can't see it.
We got to thank a good friend, the Colonel Slanders, for getting all of our technical stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
He's back.
We can't forget about him. You're welcome.
It's been so long.
Y'all ever so welcome, Craig. Y'all like a vision coming through the honeysuckle.
Oh, my God.
Just...
Hey, Gone with the Wind, dial it back a bit.
Well, frankly, Christian, I don't care what you have to say.
Fair enough.
It's the fastest I've ever heard him speak.
It's amazing.
Charlie. Colonel takes life at a... He's on Southern Standard Time. Life moves slower down there. Anyway, thank you, Ben, for your help on the tech side. Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening, starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or thereabouts, 3:30 on the West Coast. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and of course, Autoline Daily, 5 days per week. If you want to get involved, we're doing all kinds of social media stuff. We're on Twitter. It's as simple as twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/roundaboutshow. If you have trouble finding any of that or you forgot the URL, just give a search-a-roo. Shouldn't have any issues getting in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Just like Jonathan Brown called in, left us a message, you can do the same. Info's on the website, roundaboutshow.com. If you want to never want to miss an action-packed episode, you can subscribe to Roundabout. Very easy to do. Just contact the friendly podcast broker of your choice. for bulk subscriptions, or you can do it via iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, or a neat little applet called Stitcher.
What kind of fee is involved in that when I contact my podcast broker?
That's between you and the broker.
Because I usually visit a podcast monger. Is that... I hear I should really have a good relationship with my podcast monger,
well,
so
monger
I can get the best quality ROAB episode.
Monger
they're a good
is
person
a loaded
to know
word.
For sure, definitely.
Okay.
The mongers.
Well, monger's a loaded word. It sounds very nefarious.
Okay.
I would stay
you
away
sound very nefarious.
Your mom goes to college.
Whoa! This is getting heated.
Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening.
America.
Please join us again. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout, and we will talk to you then. Eat fresh.
Oh, my God.
Lots of facts.
Great. More facts. Just what I wanted.
Colin, you're an expert on boring things. Why don't you tell us more?
What else?
Colonel, it's I didn't about know the Colonel cared for the Earth when he runs all those unregulated refineries on his plantation.
I don't think that's what they have on plantations, Craig.
I don't know what he does.
I think there are more illegal things on plantations. Like tobacco.
Oh.
That's what I was getting at.
Or something for the...
What were you thinking?
What future are you in where tobacco's right? illegal?
The one where it's not... All right, not illegal, but regulated.
You guys, I've come up with a new product to get the kids into the tobacco business. It's called nicopretine.
Go on.
It's called it's got animal characters and fun flavors. Get them hooked young.
What about animal slurry? Can that be in there?
Slurry.
That's just in your dino
slurry,
nuggets.
My favorite.
That just goes in your dino nuggets.